The unexplained collapse of a sports association has left taxpayers out of pocket by more than £3,000. Lymington and Pennington Town Council has written off debt worth £3,337 owed by the Lymington Sports Association, the LSA, when it suddenly shut down in February. As reported in the A&T, the LSA was launched in 2016 as a way of supporting local sport. It took on management of the town council-owned pavilion at Woodside Park after it was overhauled at a cost of more than £300,000. The bad debt comprises unpaid energy bills and a partly unmet promise by the LSA to contribute £5,000 to the original revamp costs, to which other national and regional sport groups contributed. Several thousand pounds more will have to be spent by the Town Council on redecorating the pavilion and reorganising it for more flexible community use. The LSA's debt was raised at the latest meeting of the Council's Policy and Resources Committee when members signed off its annual budgetary control report before the local elections last Thursday. Councillor Alan Penson said, "I do not think that's something we should dwell on, as part of it was a one-off charge that we have not made to the other sports clubs, and perhaps it was a bit unreasonable anyway. We have actually done quite well out of it because the LSA paid charges and costs and we received rent. I don't think it's something we should dwell on." Councillor Jackie England asked if the facility was still up and running and what charges sports clubs were now paying. Town Clerk Caroline Godfrey said, "The building is operational and we're looking at the locks and making checks, but it's been operational since the date of the LSA's demise. Charges are what we're working through. We're suggesting an interim charging schedule, which the clubs are working on for what's affordable." As reported in the A&T, Woodside Pavilion is due for redecoration and maintenance after the LSA's departure, and the old furniture was recently auctioned off by the Town Council. Although the building is still hosting Lymington Mariners RFC and Lymington Sprites Youth FC, the New Forest Football Academy has stopped activities there.